Boy, this is side two, but let's jump in a little bit. Wait a minute. Okay, this is side two, and side one went very quickly. This tape looks like it's jerking a little bit, but I'll pay it back and listen to it. Anyway, I have no big news for you, Duchess. An awful lot happened this past week, but it's all kind of routine. The whole week from the 19th to the 22nd, I was down in the Delta. It was the first trip I had taken down there in weeks, and it was an orientation visit because I took Vera with me, and I introduced her to all the girls that work in the clubs. She got to see what the clubs looked like, and she got to see quite a bit of the Delta as far as the countryside. She got to meet most of the military men who work with and support our service clubs. So this was quite a trip for her, and 4 days was enough. She got very tired on Friday. It's a lot. We did, you know, we went from here to, I'm sure you're very familiar with all these places by now, we went from here to Vung Tau, spent the whole day there, spent the night there, and then we went on to Vinh Long, spent most of the day there, back to Canto, and then from Canto down to Sok Trang, spent the afternoon, the evening there, the whole night, and then back up to Canto again, and we made a trip out to Ben Thuy, and then back here to Long Binh. So it's a lot of flying, and of course it's, for Vera, anybody who's new, Duchess, it's a whole new world. You're on and off choppers and otters and all kinds of aircraft, and you sleep in kind of weird places sometimes. It was nice getting back down to the Delta to see a lot of people I knew so well down there. We were very fortunate. I called a friend of mine, and we got rooms called Paul Hinken down there, and he gave us rooms at the Palm Springs. That's the place where the pool is, Duchess. It's just beautiful. All the VIPs stay there, and I didn't think we were going to get lucky enough to get a room overnight, but we had a gorgeous room, and I stopped in to see Tim Timrod. He's a real European lover, but he has a beautiful quarters there, and he was very, very happy to see me, very happy I'd stopped by. And, oh, I met a lot of people. I met all the commanders. Most of them are going home by now. And they were very happy to say hello. So it was very nice for me because I got to, you know, see a lot of people before they left. And I think I confused Vera because it was a constant introducing type thing. And there's a lot of faces, a lot of names. Anyway, it was very pleasant. And I was glad to get to see the girls. You know, I'm supposed to be their supervisor, and I'm so busy working here at the headquarters, working on problems for all the clubs, that I hardly get to see my own clubs. And so what's new, right? And as far as this change in the future, it will take place, I'm sure, Duchess, but it probably, Jane wanted it to take place the first or second week in June, but I'm sure nothing's going to be settled until maybe the end of June. There's so many things going on over here as far as our program is concerned. Like, two of my clubs, Sok Trang and Vung Tau, are closing. Sok Trang will close by the end of June, and Vung Tau probably in the end of July. And this is a lot of work, a lot of moving of furniture and things of this nature. At the same time, Jane would like me to keep an eye on some of the clubs up north, and I still don't know where I'm going, either First Corps or Second Corps. Beth will take one and I will take the other, and it'll be up to Jane to designate who will go where. At this point, I don't really care. It makes no difference to me. Oh, as far as being more dangerous or something, Duchess, it isn't. Not really. It's a little bit, well, I was going to say more difficult traveling, because the areas up north are usually further apart from one another, and it's pretty hard getting hops. The Delta wasn't too easy, but once you got down to the Delta, it wasn't hard getting around. Getting and coming from the Delta was a problem at times. Anyway, I think the whole picture will change by the end of June. In some days, this particularly this past week, I'm just ready to go home. I get so discouraged. There's nothing works in this country. The supply system is so fouled up. It's unbelievable. I spent hours in the last few days just arguing with people about this, that, and the other thing. I'm trying to get 80 air conditioners, and I got the air conditioners, or at least I have them on paper, but I can't get control numbers. You have to have a control number so that they can be maintained and installed and all this kind of stuff. It's a real hassle. Anyway, it keeps me busy. What else can I tell you? I still did not get my deed, and I guess, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. I guess I really should write to the bank if I don't hear from them soon, because I'm sure they got the check. You know, the bank sent them the check, but it may take a while. They may have to register it or something. I don't know. Anyway, I kind of look for that in the mail. It might come in the next couple of days. I have not, Duchess, mailed you slides or mailed you your Paysex catalog. It's sitting right here. I just brought an envelope home today. I was going to write a little note or something in it. I just haven't done it. And I had to find an envelope. Everything in this country is a big project. You just don't whip out and do anything. You know, you don't have the envelope or you don't have this. Everything's a big headache. But, as I say, possibly this weekend, Duchess, and certainly next week, once Bill is gone, transferred, I'll have more time. I have not had one free moment. I mean, I get home at 6, and, you know, by 6:30 we're doing things. And so it's kind of hard. Other than that, I feel fine. I feel real good. Someday I might even go through some of my junk here. I want to start sorting things and throwing out some things, you know, because if I do have to move, and that probably won't be for a long time, because I'll probably go up temporarily with a suitcase or something wherever I'm going north, and well, we'll see. I'm not going to even try to guess, because over here nothing, absolutely nothing is permanent. Everything is temporary. So what else? This is a tape full of nothing, aren't they? Oh, dear. Jane enjoyed Taipei, but she didn't do all the things I told her to do, Duchess. She wasn't very tactful. She didn't get the car like I did, or the interpreter. I think she's lacking a little finesse. That's what I think it is. Perhaps it's just the loud mouth she doesn't have. I don't know. This is running out, Duchess. I haven't said a thing, but I just wanted to keep in touch and let you know everything is well. And be sure and take care of yourself. And thanks again for all the mail. Hope you had a nice week in Maryland. Tell everyone I said hi. And I'll be talking to you real soon, probably over the weekend or next week for sure. Okay, Duchess. Bye-bye.